From the KEI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the buzz and backlash of viral fame. The curious case of Alex from Target. We'll start with a national conference on race taking place in Dallas this week. Civil rights activist and singer Bernice Johnson Reagan is the keynote speaker tonight at Facing Race, a conference of intergenerational activists, students, and teachers working towards racial justice in the U.S. KEI's Dwali Saikautel reports on the three-day event, which ends tomorrow.
Breathing in life, breathing out love.
Spiritual practitioner Shawinka Rahim set the mood for the Dallas conference last night.
To all of us who have come to celebrate the dismantle racism.
Immediately after, Rinku Sen, publisher of Color Lines magazine and executive director of the nonprofit Race Forward, welcomed the packed audience.
We're very, very excited that this is the biggest of our conferences ever. To me, that is a real sign of the enormous constituency for racial justice that exists in our country.
Workshops with titles like Why Tribal Sovereignty Matters or The Pipeline from School to Economic Opportunity run through tomorrow. This morning, a group met to discuss the death of Michael Brown, an 18-year-old black man who was killed by Darren Wilson, a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. A grand jury decision is expected in that case soon.
We will never grow if we don't get beyond our most superficial differences.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings.
If we are not creative enough to reverse racial disparities and move our city, our country, to full participation, inclusion, and dignity for everyone.
That's the idea, says Benny Vasquez, co-executive director of Border Crossers. His group works on racial justice in New York City.
For me, racial equity means a world where you can get access to resources, access to power, and a world where we can bring in our unique and holistic selves into the picture without being discriminated against or oppressed.
Longtime civil rights activist Muriel Hamilton, who just moved to Plano, says while segregated restaurants and water fountains may be behind us, there are still challenges.
Ever since Obama was elected, they thought race was over, and obviously it's not. It's important for us to find new strategies. And for me, of course, it's important for the younger generation because I just want to know that somebody is picking up the ball and running with it.
With that, she smiles and turns to her daughter-in-law, T. Ayoka Turner, who traveled from Berkeley, ready to run with that ball. Dwahli Saikautel, KERA News.
1,000 people are in Dallas for the Facing Race Conference, and as KERA's Jerome Weeks reports, they've been greeted throughout the city by billboards addressing issues of racial violence and equality, and those billboards were designed by North Texas artists.
A billboard on Commerce Street in West Dallas has several stark, segmented human figures on it. They're like paper cutouts holding up their arms. The image recalls the famous poster for the Alfred Hitchcock film Anatomy of a Murder. It also refers to Hands Up, Don't Shoot, the chant and the gesture used by people protesting the recent shootings of young, unarmed black men in Ferguson, Missouri and Oakland, California. Janelle Engelstad.
Right now, we're having a national conversation on racial justice that's been inspired by the shooting of young African American men. So it seemed like a really good time to engage the arts, to be a part of this larger citywide and countrywide conversation.
Engelstad's organization, MAP, or Make Art with Purpose, is dedicated to creating art in the service of social causes like environmentalism or racial equality. Her current project is called Dialogues on Race, and the billboards were timed to be up during the National Facing Race Conference this week in Dallas.
I think it's really important, whether the issue is race or gun violence or world health, that artists are at the table. Because when artists are at the table with policymakers and corporations and civic government, we can bring an expertise and experience to the conversation that can help move us along.
Engelstad found 7 other North Texas artists interested in addressing issues of race on billboards. The artists were paired up, and the 4 teams created different designs that are currently displayed in 11 locations around Dallas. One design, for instance, by Jinya Wang and Tanya Dominguez McElroy, shows one person passing a human heart to another. The billboard says, "We're all the same color at heart." But the hands-up, don't-shoot billboard is not so comforting. Artists Christopher Blay and Gerardo Robles created it. They say their original design was more invested in highlighting racial unity. Then came the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson and the chokehold death of Eric Garner in New York City. Christopher Blay.
In a period of 6 to 8 weeks, it felt like racial attacks, and I felt an urgent responsibility to respond to that.
Neither artist had worked at this scale in what is essentially an advertising medium, and both are aware many people barely glance at billboards. Even so, Robles thought it was a great opportunity.
How was going to have impact with tons of people? You know, every day people pass by billboards. Even if you don't discuss it with friends, you at least have that dialogue within yourself and your mind.
But when it comes to that purpose, encouraging a dialogue about race, Blay says he feels conflicted. President Clinton held what he called a national conversation on race in 1997. Since then, Blay feels there's been more talk than action.
So I feel that we need to shut up already and start addressing the issues of race. But at the same time, we don't talk enough about race. It's, you know, it's something that we acknowledge exists. We say there is racism, but we don't completely address it.
Actually, the Facing Race Conference includes panels on effective methods of community organizing and activism. Like the billboards, their aim is to spread that conversation. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Finally today, a look at one kid's rocket ride to social media stardom. For the last 2 weeks, it's been hard to escape Alex from Target. He is a real Target worker, and he's from North Texas. KERA's Eric Austin recaps the teen's wild November.
Alex Lee was just a normal suburban teenager, working a side job at a Target in Frisco, ringing up groceries and clothes. Everything changed November 2nd when someone whipped out a smartphone and snapped a picture of him at a cash register. The picture was shared on social media, and people went crazy over the guy and his boy band looks. The hashtag Alex from Target was born.
Teenagers are talking about how cute Alex is, while others are making memes
about
it.
A nationally trending topic.
Target is thrilled with the publicity.
Because he's cute? Is that all it is?
Ellen DeGeneres invited Alex on her TV show.
From Dallas, Texas, please welcome Alex from Target.
He appeared wearing his red Target shirt and bullseye name tag. He said he's overwhelmed.
Have you had wedding, like marriage proposals? And
I mean, yeah.
That's amazing. Do you sing? Do you have any other talent? We should take advantage of this.
I mean, I can apparently bag groceries pretty well.
Oh, okay.
There are downsides to all this fame. The New York Times profiled Alex this week, and the family says there have been death threats. His family's personal information has been leaked online. Alex is trying to create an upside, though. He tweeted to his now 737,000 Twitter followers about a pancake fundraiser he'll attend Saturday morning at an Applebee's in Frisco. He's going to raise money for a nonprofit that helps abused kids. Here's what he told CNBC this week.
We're just constantly talking about how, like, we can influence, like, other people in a positive way and just try to, make things better for other people in my generation.
When he's not doing interviews, Alex is back at Target. Although he isn't a cashier, Alex from Target is working in the stockroom, away from his adoring fans and the smartphones that launched him to fame. Eric Austin, KERA News.
She says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, 'cause all the cool kids, they seem to get it. I wish that I could.
We're not quite at Alex from Target's level of Twitter followers, but you can help us get there. Follow KERA News or like us on Facebook. Partly cloudy skies this evening with a low near 31. Tomorrow should be partly sunny with a high near 49. And there's a four-letter word in the weather forecast: snow. There's a slight chance of snow on Sunday night. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.
Driving fast cars, but they don't know where they're going.